Masechet Shabbos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, until Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. The fourth Perek on Masechet Shabbos, which only contains two Mishnayos, is really a continuation of the third Perek. The third Perek discussed cooking and heating things up, and the subject of these two Mishnayos in Perek Dalet is the prohibition of Hatmana. Hatmana is when one insulates, he totally covers a food item in order to keep it hot so that he can have hot food on Shabbos. Now with the Oraisa, you could even cover food on Shabbos itself with different materials, but with Rabbanon it's forbidden even before Shabbos. And the reason why this is forbidden, and the reason for this is because if people are allowed to cover with all sorts of materials, they may come to cover the food also with hot ash, which comes from coals, and mixed with the ash will still be some coals, and if the food is being covered with coals, then there is a concern that they will start moving about the coals in order to increase and maybe even start the fire again. And therefore, Midrash Rabbanon, one cannot cover a pot of food with any material which is similar to ashes and coals. Now, what's similar to ashes and coals? The answer is any material which would make the food which it is covering hotter than it already is, so it would give off heat, that is forbidden. However, something which just retains the heat, it will keep the food at the same temperature, so that is not considered similar to coals or ashes, and therefore you would be able to cover that before Shabbos in order to keep the food hot for Shabbos. So the Mishnah asks, "Bamei Tomnin, with what materials may one cover a pot of food before Shabbos, meaning that it only retains the heat of the food, but it doesn't make it hotter? Uvamar Ein Tomnin, and with what materials may you not cover the pot of food because it will make it hotter? In Tomlo Begefes, one may not cover the food, the pot of food, with Gefes, which are the leftover bits of olives which have been crushed. Velo Bezevel, you can't cover it with manure, Velo Bemelach, or with salt, Velo Besid, with lime, Velo Bechol, or with sand, Ben Lach and Ben Yevashim. Whether all of these materials are still wet, they're still moist from when they grew, or whether they've dried already, all of these things would make the food in the pot hotter, and therefore you cannot use them to insulate, you cannot cover the pot with these. And as well as that, v'lo b'teven, you cannot use straw. V'lo b'zagim, you can't use the skins of grapes. So if you get lots and lots of skins and put them together, you can't cover the pot with lots of those. V'lo b'moichim, not with soft things, such as wool or cotton. V'lo b'asovim, nor with grass, b'zman chein lachem. But the last few things which are mentioned are only forbidden to use as coverings, whilst they are still moist from when they grew, but as soon as they have dried, they no longer add heat to the pot or the food, and therefore, one may use them to cover and insulate the food once they have dried. And now the mission will go on to the things which can be used as coverings, because they only keep the food hot or warm, but they don't heat up the food. And so the Mishnah says, Ton b'chsus, you can cover it with clothes of a peiros and with produce b'chan feyona, with dove feathers of an insur shel charoshim, and with sawdust of carpenters, uvin oya shel pishton. This refers to the small parts of flax, which come off when the flax is combed. And the next word, dakon, most of the mafarshim get rid of that word from the Mishnah. Now Rabbi Huda argues with the last one, Rabbi Huda oyser b'dakar. Rehuda says that it's forbidden to cover food using these pieces of flax if the flax is fine. If it's soft, fine pieces, then it does add a little bit of heat, umata begasa, but he agrees and he permits one to use the flax pieces. If the flax is coarse, it's harder, it's larger bits, because that does not add heat to the food, and therefore it is permitted to cover it before Shabbos with those things.